Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of Silver Dollar, a new Mac app game that you can download from the Mac App Store for approximately $1.99, depending on where in the world you may be and your exchange rate. And as I just said, you can download this app off the Mac App Store. If you go into the Find command with Command F and just type in Silver Dollar, or one word, with a capital S for silver and a capital D for dollar. I've already downloaded and installed Silver Dollar on my Mac. But as usual, before I get started, let me just say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual, let us start from a known spot on the Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift VOD, of course the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Desktop.
Let's go into the Applications folder with Shift Command A.
Applications. Now in Applications window.
Now, since I've already downloaded and installed Silver Dollar from the Mac App Store, I'm just going to type in SILV.
SilverDollar.app application.
As you might have heard, it said SilverDollar.app. That's because I've got my file extensions turned on in Finder. Now, since I don't need VoiceOver to use Silver Dollar, I'm actually going to do Command F5.
VoiceOver off.
That turns VoiceOver off. And I'm going to press Command plus O to run the game.
Hey there, partner. Welcome to the Silver Dollar Saloon. Looks like you've been hitting the trail pretty hard. What you looking to do, son? Start a brawl.
Now, if I don't press any key...
Return to play. Use the up and down arrows to select an option.
Okay, so that tells you what to do. Press enter to play, or up and down arrow to select an option. So the first game is start a brawl. I press down arrow.
Prove yourself a gunslinger. Try your luck at the one-armed bandit. Shake the dust of this place off your boots.
This is quit.
Press return to quit.
Okay, press return.
Use the up and down arrows to select your option.
And of course the extra help about up and down to select an option. Okay, so let us go and choose two of these just for the demo. So I'm just going to press up arrow.
Try your luck at the one-armed bandit.
Okay, and I press enter.
Use the left shift key to feed dollars into the slot. Use the right shift key to pull the lever. Press the down arrow to review the one-armed bandit's pay table. Press escape to quit.
Okay, so I'm going to do a dollar. And as you can tell, we've got lots of sound effects in the background. I'm going to press the left shift key. There's a dollar. And I'm going to press the right shift key to pull the lever of the one-arm bandit.
Oh, better luck next time, partner.
Okay, let's do two more bets. I'm going to press the left shift key twice for $2 and right shift key.
Oh, better luck next time, partner.
Now, the third bet I'm going to do, I'm actually going to bet everything. So I'm just going to keep pressing the left shift key. Okay, and I've done all my coins. Now I'm going to press the right shift key, so it's all or nothing. Okay, here we go, right shift key. Uh-oh. Oh, good.
You've won a payout of $17. You've got 17 in silver dollars.
Oh, why stop now? Let's bet another $17 then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Just make sure I've got no more money. I press it again. Left shift key. No, that's it. Right shift key. Oh no, I'm winning again. Oh my goodness.
You've won a payout of $68. You've got 68 in silver dollars.
Okay, I think I'll stop while I'm ahead, so I'm just going to press the escape key.
What's your poison? Start a brawl. Press return to play. Use the up and down arrows to select an option.
Okay, so just let the help go that time. Okay, let's try the gunslinger one. So I'm going to press the down arrow.
Test your skill at shooting.
And enter.
Would you like some instructions on how to play?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Enter. How to prove yourself a gunslinger. Every now and then, a gunslinger's gotta prove his salt. Missy, the Silver Dollar Saloon's resident barmaid, has a wicked way with crockery. She can throw plates better, faster, and more accurately than a crooked prospector Hawken. Use gold mines. Use the up and down arrows to browse the tutorial. As she browses hapless pieces of saloon china, you'll hear them travel from left to right or right to left. Use the up and down arrows to browse. It's up to you with your lightning quick gunslinger reflexes to aim your six shooter at the plate as it flies by with the left and right arrow keys. Use the up and down arrows to browse. Once you've got a plate in your sights, you pull the trigger of your Widowmaker by pressing the up arrow key and shoot the plate out of the air. Except, nothing will happen unless you've remembered to cock your gun before pulling the trigger. By pressing the down arrow key, use the up and down arrows to browse the tutorial.
Some more there, but
press escape to exit. Round one.
Let's start you off easy with some dinner plates.
I'm gonna shoot the middle. Cock my gun. Shoot. Cock my gun. Shoot. Cock my gun. Middle. Missed. Put my gun, shoot. Missed. Put my gun. Gun. Shoot.
Your score is 134, round 2.
And I can move my gun left and right like that. Hop, shoot. Yes, yes. Oh, excellent shooting. And middle again. Hop, shoot. And to the left, hop, shoot.
Your score is 485, round 3.
And to the right, oh, shoot. Oh, and left, shoot. Left, left, shoot. Ah, left, shoot. Left, shoot. And middle, right, shoot. Oh, shoot. And left, shoot. Oops, missed. Cock my gun, shoot. Oh, I'm out of bullets.
Your score is 844, round 4.
I'm actually going to miss all these this time to get out of this section. And shoot again. Try and miss it. Yes. Oh, shoot. Miss again. Miss. And miss that one. And try and miss that one. And I ran out of bullets.
Your score is 844.
Want to do that again? Yes, sirree, Bob.
And don't know if no.
No way.
And press it up.
What can I do for you?
And
start
back
a brawl.
At the main menu.
Press return to play. Use the up and down arrows to select your option.
Now, in that shooting type game, as long as you keep hitting the plates, and the plates do get smaller as they fly past left and right, you can keep going. I've got as far as level 22, and I was up to about 16,000 points, I think, or maybe a bit higher. I'll leave you to play with the Starter Brawl one, but for the moment, that's the completion of this particular demo. As you can tell, it's got lots of fun characters in the background, and the characters even get more fun when you're playing the games. Okay, so let's press escape to exit the Silver Dollar, otherwise called the Silver Dollar Saloon, by pressing the escape key.
Happy trails!
Okay, so we're out of the game. I'm going to press Command F5 to turn VoiceOver back on.
VoiceOver on, Finder, Applications, Window.
Now it's going to do Command W to close that window, go back to my desktop.
Close window, now in desktop.
As you might have heard, I've got VoiceOver going a lot faster than the system voice that the self-voicing game Silver Dollar was using. But I want to show you how to adjust the system voice so that you can speed up the tutorial voice or slow it down depending on your listening needs. Okay, so we need to go to System Preferences first. That's on my dock. So I'm going to do VOD or Control Option D.
Dock. System preferences, 15 of 21.
So I've already landed on system preferences. I'm just going to press VO spacebar and control from spacebar.
System preferences, window, toolbar.
Okay, I'm going to use VO right arrow, control from right arrow.
Preference panes, scroll area.
There's my preference pane. Interact with that with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with preference panes, scroll area. 37 items, personal.
Okay, so we're in system preferences. Just going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
General button.
To take me to the first icon in system preferences. Now it's going to type in DIC.
Dictation and speech button.
There's dictation and speech, which is the item we want to do to change the system default voice rate. So VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press dictation and speech window, toolbar.
And when you do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Dictation tab, text to speech, selected tab, 2 of 2.
Text to speech, which is already selected. If it wasn't selected, I could now do VO spacebar or control option spacebar to select that. Now if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
System voice.
That's system voice.
Alex, system voice, pop-up button.
Currently set to Alex. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow again.
Speaking rate,
VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
33.8%, speaking rate, slider.
Okay, so I currently had it at 33.8%. So let me interact with that slider with shift VO down arrow, or shift control option down arrow.
Interact with slider.
And let's do VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
43.8%, 48.8%, 68.8%.
Okay, so there's 68.8%. Let's see how fast that voice sounds at that speed. So I'm going to uninteract with that slider with shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with slider.
And now VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Play button.
And now VO spacebar, control option spacebar on the play button.
Most people recognize me by my voice.
So that will give you a sample of what the voice sounds like when you use the tutorial, in this case in Silver Dollar. Let's do another drastic voice change. I'm just going to do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
60.8%, speaking rate, slider.
And this time I'm going to make it slower. So shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with slider.
And let's make it slower than what I had before. Let's take it down to about 20%. So VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
63.8, 58.8, 43.8, 48.8, 43.8, 38.8, 23.8, 18.8%.
Okay, so 18.8%. So let's uninteract with shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with slider.
And let's VO right arrow, control option right arrow over the play button.
Play button.
Now VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Most people recognize me by my voice.
Okay, so you can definitely tell that it definitely changes the voice rate. I'm just going to leave that there for the moment. I'll go back after this demo and reset it back to a higher speed. But for the moment, let me just press Command W to close the System Preferences window.
Finder, Desktop.
And that completes this demonstration of the Silver Dollar 3-in-1 game application for your Mac that you can download from the Mac App Store. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this demonstration. Thanks for listening as always, and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.